really powerful clip. We'll play this, go to breaking stations. This is Lieutenant Colonel Edgren to Congress, breaking down the war is already here in our homeland. Here it is.
It is an honor to speak with you today and give voice to the unseen, the U.S. government, AHI survivors, and their families. My name is Greg Edgren. I stood up and led the DIA's task force, which was in charge of taking care of our survivors and determining the cause. For background, I'm not an analyst. I'm a retired Army and intelligence officer. The following are my personal opinions and do not represent the opinions of the government. Given the classification of this topic, many of my comments will have to be made at a future closed-door session. As a country, we have been here before. Most people think this all started in Havana in 2016, the widely reported Havana syndrome. This led to the U.S. withdrawing most of its staff and ending rapprochement between Havana and Washington. But before Havana syndrome, there was the Moscow signal. Soviet intelligence bathed the U.S. embassy in Moscow with microwave transmissions. The health effects were similar to what we see today. There are many examples of syndromes and ailments from Americans injured in the line of duty that the government did not recognize for many years, which were eventually proven. Agent Orange used in Vietnam, the Gulf War syndrome, burn pits during the forever wars of Iraq and Afghanistan. In all of these examples, America took too long to acknowledge these injuries, and our service members languished without care. Havana syndrome is no different. The gaslighting of AHI survivors continues to this day as history repeats itself. Throughout all this, I learned America's best men and women in national security are being targeted and neutralized in a global campaign. AHIs have been reported in the press in every continent except for Antarctica, with a large percentage of these attacks occurring in the homeland, an American, in this town. The impact has been that mission-critical government officials working abroad and at home are being removed from their post with TBIs. Don't take my word for it. Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, wrote in September 2023, and I quote, "In recent years, hundreds of employees of foreign intelligence services involved in organizing intelligence and subversive activities against our country have been neutralized," end quote. The American people are losing strategic warning and decision-making advantage in great power competition. America's eyes are being blinded, their voices muted, their ears deafened. This is emboldening our other strategic rivals, such as China, and could encourage North Korea and Iran to take similar actions with no repercussions. We collected a large body of data, ranging from signals intelligence to human intelligence to open source reporting and everything in between. Unfortunately, I can't get into specifics based on the classification, but I can tell you, at an early stage, I started to focus on Moscow, and consistently, there was a Russian nexus. Since 2010, the number of counterintelligence incidents began to rise, and so did Russian gray zone activities. These included assassinations, poisonings, sabotage attacks against NATO allies and others, many of which has been documented by Christo. After talking with the survivors who were hit in the U.S. and abroad, I quickly realized these were no longer isolated incidents. There were reports of CI incidents, which included harassment, room intrusions, houses being defiled, tossed, pets poisoned, assaults on our personnel, officers and diplomats being drugged, doxing, families harassed, then an attack via directed energy, a red line to many because of the debilitating nature of these weapons.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits. We'll be right back.
for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, we're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Back in the early 90s, the Pentagon put out a document that later got declassified, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and talked all about this, and there's just so much. But if you just joined us, we just played recent congressional testimony of Lieutenant Colonel Ed Green, who was tasked to investigate in the last decade the Havana Syndrome. He said, well, it's all classified, but I can tell you, directed energy weapons, mind control, this is going on, and it's happening everywhere. Governments, corporations, you name it. Just an astounding clip. Producer of Died Suddenly, you've been in conservative media forever. You've been a major producer for some of the biggest Trump supporters as well. Edward Zoll, your comments on this, I'm going to get Jesse Beltran's take on it.
I think that when it comes to Americans being harmed, and that's what we really care about, right? You know, we care about people in the world, but if we're America first, we care about Americans. And the truth is that we've seen but the ice tip, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the energy weapons, the direct energy weapons. Like when it comes down to the manipulation of our politicians, it's not about AIPAC and lobbyist money anymore. We're in the future, okay? They're being influenced by the meetings they take, not just by a person showing up with a check, but about the contact that comes from that. They can manipulate reality itself now through this technology and other technologies yet to be disclosed. I mean, look, President Trump's been in office the second round for about a year, and he's already disclosed two of the CIA's top weapons they've been developing through DARPA, the discombobulator and the ghost murmur. And Jesse knows this. There are plenty of other weapons and devices which are at use, and you best believe that people in government who want the secrets to remain secret.
And let's B-roll clip 7, as I was asking. Just people just joined us, the colonel in Congress. There it is. Yeah, let's talk about ghost murmur. You talked about this yesterday, and you were talking about this years ago, but this is that Bill Gates patent. We can read your heart rate because you have a signature, but they'd have to have a signature to know what your heart rate is, and they'd have to have a conductor and a transceiver to do it, which is they're even saying it's better than a satellite beacon. I mean, this is crazy. They even admitted that. And then you have the White House science czar saying we control time and space last year. What's really going on, Jesse?
Well, that's exactly what's going on. They're in that magic jab. And our ecosystem, as Rafe was disclosing, you need these amplifiers in us. And that was the whole game. That was the name of the game. Make each and every human a walking, talking node.
And they admit 5G totally penetrates every cell.
Correct. And, you know, even President Trump said when he's accelerating implementation of 6G, and when he was asked, you know, we've talked about this, and he said, oh, it penetrates a little bit deeper in the skin, doesn't it?
Yeah, that clip was 2 weeks ago. Guys, pull up. Trump says 6G penetrates deeper in the skin. You can't make this up.
No, absolutely not. It's completely real. It's here and it's now, and most of society is walking.
They admit studies 5G hurts respiration. Causes like the effects of asthma.
Yeah, and the thermodynamic effects. You know, they're even showing what's considered safe. You get thermodynamic effects even below the safety measure requirements.
You're talking about heating.
Heating, yes.
Everybody's a scientist. Like, you explain that, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the bottom line. With this technology, there is no more democracy. There is no more.
This is a brain hack.
Attorney-client privilege. There is no more secrets. And if you're really worried about America first, we better get our butts back here, and we need to start fighting this war here.
And we better have full disclosures. Thomas Jefferson said, "You have a free country; everybody knows what's going on."
Exactly.
But these elites, they have all the intel. We have none.
Correct.
Well, they like it that way. Obviously, it's a new form of feudalism. Right, it's not about tech barons or Democrats. It's about individuals with this special capability now to listen in on any conversation, not just with a lawyer.
And that's why they need AI, is to track it all.
Exactly.
Oh, and they're going to use it to fight us through lawfare, too. Think about parallel reconstruction, right? What the NSA was doing before it was revealed.
It came out 20 years ago that for decades. The NSA would give the FBI and DEA and others all this illegal data and say, go look at this and explain it.
Exactly. They would listen and they know exactly where something was hidden or where something was happening. And they'd say, you can't tell the person how you found this out, but go look in this box or this location right now and you'll catch him. You'll catch him. And we'll remember that little favor we gave you, because we're going to come back and ask for that favor again. And the truth
is, people say, oh, the good guys let them do it. No, they're not the good guys.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. You know, and they make the capturing of metadata, which is really what we're talking about, and now you integrate the metadata with AI, they'll know everything about you.
Well, remember when Snowden got pissed? It's in the movie. It's all based on his boss, high-level CIA, was watching him have sex with his wife and then knew all about their family problems and said, hey, your wife's doing this. Let me help you with her.
Yeah.
And I only told the story, and I shouldn't have told it because it's private and it's crazy. And But I, about 7 years ago, started getting these text messages, and it's like, hey, listen to us. Get off the air, talk to us. We're sending you this. And they were sending me the geolocation, all the stuff. So I finally answered the phone, no number. And it says, this family member, such and such, is here doing this, such and such. And I go there, and it's true. And they said, see, we're your friends, see? But it's like, it's actually a threat, though. They're like, telling you something you should know that you're going to want to know, but it's the same thing with Snowden. We'll help you keep track on your, family members and stuff, but you need to work with us. We'll give you access to this. Yeah, go ahead.
It's intimidation. That's all it is. And as you've noted, it's been done to media. It's been done to law enforcement. It's been done to...
By the way, it sent it to me in screenshots that were known. We looked it up with tech guys. No known interface for GPS. No known interface for where people are.
It's unbelievable. But look, when it comes down to this, the things that Jesse's been doing, the technology he's been demonstrating, this should be incorporated at every single level to protect our government officials. And going back to the very recent, we're on this show right now, Alex, the old Trump is gone right now. Someone has replaced him. I think President Trump should submit to this testing.
Yeah, I would love to test him.
It's either burnout, lack of sleep, or he was bad all along and now he's done, doesn't need to be reelected, he's cashing in. That's probably it. But regardless, if anybody's a target on the earth of this, we know what's going on, it's him.
Yeah.
So just by logic, he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've, like you said, they've caught the Israelis in the White House and in the White House grounds and on the cars, planting stingrays that scan everything, high-powered readers. Radio frequency, digital frequency reading systems, that's serious espionage.
Yeah, well, a stingray basically is, it mimics a cell tower.
Yeah.
And it'll intercept any type of transmissions. You make a phone call and off your cell phone, they're listening because that cell tower, that, stingray, we call MCs, MC catchers, are capturing all your data, they're listening, everything, what you're emailing, what you're texting.
Remember, the reports were it was other classified devices, too.
Correct. Yeah. And that's exactly what the capability of these are.
Well, look, the Israelis they're very, very capable dealers when it comes to this kind of intelligence work.
Well, have you seen how for 25 years they're in control of the phone number, data points, and phone ID and phone geolocation?
100%. And the new thing is, this is a supercomputer. We've known this for a long time. Do you think people like Mark Levin and Laura Loomer, do you think their cell phones are checked before they go into a meeting with a top-level government official, the State Department, the FBI, or even the White House? No. They're allowed in. And we have.
Well, I don't even think it's a secret that they're Israeli operatives. And I can't believe they're all accusing us of being Qatari operatives with no evidence, while they're all calling for us to be investigated. I got the news right here. Like, wow, look at you. Like, come on.
No, it is very hypocritical. What I'm seeing, I left here yesterday numb. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, for God's sakes, the First Lady was more presidential than our president. And that's what's so bizarre.
And she says Epstein's real, which we know, it's been investigated. Yeah. He says, you're not MAGA. You're an idiot if you do that. So he just said his wife's an idiot. And here's another thing. And I don't toot my horn on this because it's actually scary and the bad guys know this. I get Congress people calling me every day, people in the White House, high-level cabinet people, asking, what do you think? What should we do? We feel surrounded. So the truth is a lot of them are actually good, but they're completely overwhelmed.
No, you're right. You know, there are the white hats out there. And even, you know, they've reached out to me and say, keep doing what you're doing, Jess. Keep, spreading the truth about this. It's important.
Because we're all individually smart and involved, but it's this big tech system gives the bad guys this overwhelming power.
Correct. They're worse than narcissists.
Well, think about this, though. Even despite that power, President Trump or whoever wrote that tweet for President Trump, the truth, they still can't protect them from looking like idiots. Like the comment, by the way, Alex, he said that, man, the comment about bankruptcy. Like, if President Trump really believed that, then he's calling himself an idiot.
Okay, he's been bankrupt nine times or whatever.
Yeah,
like three times, but three per deal. But the bigger thing is that was the same law firm that sued him. It was all a show trial to get at him.
Yeah.
So he's now, that's why I think Mark Levin, because Mark Levin's been saying the exact same things in that for months. I think Mark Levin wrote that.
Yeah, it's highly probable. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, if I wanted to hurt Trump with the things he's done, I mean, they admit the Rand Corporation, the Rockefeller Foundation, they have big studies. That's why they targeted me. I didn't realize this till later. Roger Stone saw the internal polls and key battlegrounds. We gave him 2 to 4 points, our listeners did, over the top 2016. And so he's acting like, oh, Johnny come lately. You're nobody. I don't talk to you. That's why I do this. I don't even try to talk to him. He calls me and I miss the calls. It's like high school or something. But the point is, I'm trying to get him to do the right policies. I'm not trying to bring him down. I'm not attacking him. I'm trying to get him to do the right thing. And just the way he talks there, you can tell. I don't even wrote that.
Yeah. Well, 100%. I can attest to this, Alex. In 2016, I was just getting out of the military. And all the guys I knew and on my recon team and my tank unit, they voted for President Trump because you brought him on. That was the validating moment was that. And even past this, I mean, we look at this technology. How much have the tech elites got done under President Trump? Was the first thing he did when he came in, Project Stargate. Right? That literally, the ink wasn't even dry yet on the inauguration. And we got Project Stargate and the very evil tech elite that we fought against in the Oval Office.
Tell folks what Stargate is. There's a lot of Stargate projects.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, they're talking about the ones with teleportation, but the one that he at least launched on this one was
another CIA mind control children declassified. But yeah, tell them about Trump Stargate.
Well, Operation Stargate is the data centers being placed around the country, placing the country trillions of dollars in debt to build the very infrastructure that's going to enable the very technology that's being used to attack people like Rafe and Jesse.
Yeah, it's all the data housing. That's what they're doing, and that's what people don't understand. And if you want to protect the environment, you definitely don't want to build these things.
Well, that's the thing, is they're like, humans can't have any power, it's bad for the Earth, but these data centers are going to have 100 times the power humans use by 2040. That's official numbers from Google. Think of how we're being told these things have to have everything. They have to have giant, 100-acre, some are bigger, facilities in every town to give these computers all the power so we can watch everything you do. It's not innovation, it's enslavement.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't understand. When we were at Mar-a-Lago, we left a letter, and what the president needs to understand is those victims that I represent, the tens of thousands and millions who watch me all over the world because of what my work has been about, 95% of them were his supporters. What is he doing? He's destroying our chance. Everyone believed in this administration because the last administration was the one destroying them.
And because he was so targeted, we automatically, and they lied so much, we automatically think he must be good.
Correct. He was their hope. He was the reason they had hope.
But you can be cynical and say they knew this was coming, so they did it all to make us support him so he could double cross us.
Yes.
Regardless, we have to tell the truth about him.
Yeah. And the scary part is, you're just handing the baton back over, the power back over to what we just left.
Well, it's so ridiculous. Like, none of you have audiences. You have no power. That's why I'm addressing you. Of course, the people do have power.
Yeah.
Well, you made a great point yesterday. Okay, if we have no power, if you aren't influential, what are you talking about, man, on your True Social?
Well, it's also, okay. They lost their shows. They're not even on TV anymore. Joe Rogan has more viewers than all cable news combined. My show easily has, well, on a bad day, more than their average show has 100,000 viewers. We have conservatively on our radio stations, you know, not as big as it used to be, radio's phasing out, but it's still tens of millions, internet, tens of millions and millions. I mean, it's like, it's this, he went on Elon Musk and they got 1 billion clicks, people listening. Didn't go back and do it. But he thinks a show, a top Fox show with 4 million viewers is huge. Because, I'm sorry, he is a boomer, man. He does not understand.
Yeah, well, the TV is a dying breed. And that's...
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're not on TV. You're not invited as a guest. What are you talking about? They used to have me all over TV back when CNN had 10 million viewers. My shows are on record. My interviews, every year, they would say the highest rated segment of 2013, Alex Jones. Highest rated segment 2010, Alex Jones. It's articles in Variety. I'm the highest rated ever on TV. For whatever reason, I'm bragging. Look it up. He's like, you know, when I go on, you have ratings. It's not the other way around. Because, like you said, when Trump came on, it was that validating moment that he would go on a radical show.
Yes.
That was, it's not about, explain that.
Well, I think with President Trump, you know, he is forgotten. And that's what leads to this. It sounds nuts, but he's forgotten what made him. Okay.
Tucker's a loser. I watched it. Fox carefully controlled his clips, wouldn't put most of it out on YouTube. None of it was ever on Twitter. None of it anywhere. They would block you if you put it out. They controlled him with 4 or 5 million viewers, number one on Fox. And then he left because he wouldn't buckle under, and he calls that a loser. And now Tucker, his average video has like 20 million views. He has had some with 200 million views. And they're calling that loser.
Yeah,
it's like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They're like, you're a loser. Go crawl in a hole and die. And we're like, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, it's immature leveling. You know, leveling is a mechanism or a tactic you use in order to feel superior to someone, so you beat them down and make them feel inferior. And that's really about the person themselves. It has nothing to do who you're doing the leveling.
Well, I mean, everyone knows cable news is dead.
Yeah.
But Trump literally believes it.
Yeah.
You know, the big secret is all these corporations buy ads because you want to buy it national just on Florida, Mar-a-Lago, and D.C. And when he goes somewhere, they'll even buy them on cable in the U.K. or when he's in New Jersey just for the weekend. So his whole groups watch it and just buy local ads so they can influence him. They buy ads just for him.
Yeah, I was telling Jesse that. And think about what that is manipulation. And I think he's smart enough to understand.
That's a classic form of just old-fashioned mind control.
Exactly.
Okay, what's his schedule? Buy ads wherever he's at on every channel he's going to watch.
I think somewhere.
Which shows how they don't want us having access to him, which shows he really is kind of a real guy, even though he's wrong some, that he's, you know.
Well, and we know now, because she can't keep her mouth shut, Laura Loomer admitted to using that form of manipulation. She showed selective clips of Tucker Carlson talking about...
Yeah, we have that clip. Which one is it? Keep going. Laura Loomer, tell me which one.
When it comes down to this, Tucker Carlson and you too, you broadcast for hundreds of hours, you know, a month, all right? Taking selective cuts, putting it out, it's no different than buying targeted advertisement at the Mar-a-Lago or New Jersey to try to change President Trump's mind.
And they do the same thing. I'll see like a 20-second clip where I said, overall, he's great. We got to support all this, but this is destructive, and Trump's going to kill everything if he keeps doing this. He just sees that clip.
Yeah, she's treated him like a child, frankly. A child that she thinks she can manipulate.
Yeah, when anybody brings me a short clip and says, look what this person said, I said, let me see the full thing. First thing I do is... the optional, you know, full completion rule or whatever. You know, I want to see the whole thing.
Absolutely. Because the human psyche, we have blind spots everywhere. So if you're going to make a rational, common sense decision, which is being diluted from the human genome, by the way, you don't see common sense anymore, then you need to look at all the big picture, all the data. Without that, you cannot use your free will to make the right decisions about anything. Period.
Yeah, what clip is this? How long is it? I'm going to play it as we go to break.
It's Halloween, isn't it? Oh, never mind.
We're going to play this going out to break, but let's do talk about you guys, who's helping you guys travel the country, travel the world, warn people. Zeolites are known on record to purify the body. They're known to pull out heavy metals and toxins. I've been promoting Zeolites for 20 years. We have one that we sell at thousandshore.com. But you guys, your sponsor has a particularly powerful one, so I wanted to let the viewers know about this because it's really, really important. Here, I have it right here. And I've been taking it, so has some of the crew. This is a special zeolite where it doesn't just take the toxins out. It replaces them with good minerals. It's Masterpiece. If you go to getmasterpiece.com, your sponsor's giving people 10% off on the Zeolite at checkout by going to just that URL. That URL just automatically, that URL takes you to a subpage. We get 10% off, getmasterpiece.com. Jesse, tell us about, in your search of things that detoxify and counter a lot of this, especially, you know, these nano implants, you're saying this does an amazing job.
It does. Zeolite Z, and that as in zebra, that is exactly what I was in the UK doing a human subject study. I helped them. I'm an outside investigator. I'm independent from Masterpiece, and I have been looking for solutions for the people that I represent.
I just wanted to call them out because the other time I was like, how are you doing this? How are you here? And you always forget. This is a good thing. I'm an absent-minded professor, but that's who's helping you guys go around and do all this.
In essence.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But my Mind Nexus Live, we're independent of them, and we are self-funded. When we go around the world.
Mind Nexus Live, but a great sponsor is GetMasterpiece.com.
Right.
And we know what zeolites do, but this is different. What's it have in it?
It has, along with the Zeolite Z, it's mixed with healthy minerals from the seawater. And what happens zeolite itself is negatively charged, and all of these toxic metals are positively charged. And so when you take it, what happens is, the toxic metals like graphene oxide, silicon, copper, all of these metals that are in us completely get magnetized to it. It's like a magnet.
Because obviously the bad stuff's going to be charged up.
Correct.
This is something that just binds and scoops it up.
Correct. And then what happens is all of these healthy minerals go to those receptor sites where the...
So that's how it's different. There was something, some special layer of the sea that does this?
That's something that Matt can probably.
We're going to get him in there and talk about it. Yeah, I just know you gave it to me like 4 months ago. And I'm
it's
like,
very special.
The dreams started happening about 2 days after taking it. Fish oil does that too, but these were like wild.
Correct.
And I was also kind of pissing green for about a week, so I guess I was dragging stuff out.
I thought you pissed fire.
No, I mean, I really noticed it. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm taking Zeolites for it. Okay, great. I know they're good for it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you,
compared to those Zeolites, these really taste strong too. Like, it's different.
Yeah, no, it definitely works. I take it myself, and I can tell you, significant improvement. All of my clients that are taking it, they're talking anywhere between 50% to 80% reduction in their symptoms from the AHI phenomenon, the Havana syndrome. So I know it works.
Are there other things in natural compounds that help mitigate the toxification of the environment with these nanoparticles?
Well, a healthy diet, exercise, sweating is a big indicator. I was watching Dr.
McCullough
this morning talking about that effect.
Pure clean water, zeolites, lots of exercise.
God's protocol.
Not eating anything Bill Gates is involved in, processed.
Correct. No GMOs. We got to go back to an organic lifestyle in order to preserve our generations to come, because this is really about our children and our.
All right. Well, I appreciate. I'm going to get Matt in here. He's a really smart guy. He didn't want to come on. Many months ago, we were working out. We were doing fireman carries out there.
Yes, that was a great time.
And so I was like, well, you got to come on top of this. He's all right. But he's like study scientist, all this stuff involved. So we're going to have him come in. Listen, I want to thank Edward Zoll for coming on. What's the best website for people to find you?
It's dietsunley.info, or follow us at @dietsunley_on X.
All right. And Jesse Beltran's at mindnexuslive.com and mindnexuslive on X. We're going to come right back with Matthew Hazen of getmasterpiece.com. 10% off if you go to that URL. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. You get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The goal of Rockefeller has been since 1940 in room 5600 at Rockefeller Center. The guy that took care of all their business, he set them on a pathway to go after melanin. They've known for that long. So what is glyphosate functionally? It's a melanin competitive inhibitor. So what does that mean? It means that you can control lots of different things. What's the number one thing that they're interested in controlling? The nuclear magnetic moment of hydrogen.
Four, five, 6 months ago, whatever it was, that my good Navy SEAL buddy, Sean Johnson, introduced me to you guys. I knew Jesse first, really knew what he was talking about. We went for long hikes and worked out. And I was like, this guy, everything he's saying, I know that's accurate. Almost no one knows that. That's secret stuff. Wait, I didn't know about your work. I looked you up. You're like tens of millions of views everywhere, you know. kicking ass. And you said, well, you got to meet Matt Hazen, the founder of Masterpiece. And you know, this guy's just doing such a great job that I met your crew. You've come and worked out. We've hung out. Just amazing. So I wanted to drag you in here while you were here. You were going to leave last night, but you stayed over because we ran out of time here today. Great to have you. Tell us about yourself, Matthew, what this journey's been like and how you, from Missouri, I think is where you're from, got in the middle of this craziness.
My name is Matthew Hazen. Thanks, Alex. Founder for Masterpiece. Really set out on a journey of really needing to know our world was in a lot of trouble. The health, my health was suffering, and the toxins had a lot to do with it. So I started on the journey that ended up coming up with this amazing formula and bringing in really the greatest formulator of our time, Dr. Robert Young, and got started with it. So,
well, it really is a special CEO. Like, we've got one, you know, that's great at thealexandrescore.com, but I'm just, great work you're doing helping so many people. So many people getting the word out. I just want people to know I've taken yours. Maybe we'll work with Bigly into a private label with you guys. But regardless, people should get it. In fact, you created a special URL just for our listeners we can put on screen, which is getmasterpiece.com, where they get 10% off when they go there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So go to getmasterpiece.com. Yeah.
I appreciate you doing that. So how did you meet this guy? Because, I mean, seriously, we went on like some long hikes and hung out. I'm really impressed with Jesse.
Yeah, I guess I'd need to give a little bit of backdrop for it. You know, we had completed the first and only study on testing graphene oxide levels in human beings, published that study, immediately started facing enormous attacks. And that was about 2023. Over the course of 2 years, we did blood, urine studies, testing metals, testing microplastics, toxins, and so forth.
So you saw the COVID stuff and you started investigating it.
Absolutely. The final formulator for Masterpiece in 2022 took 1,200 vials of COVID vials from all four major COVID vaccine manufacturers, four separate batches, and used a direct energy X-ray spectroscopy, which is the way to actually see what things are. And seen in all of them, the mRNA, the delivery system, all had graphene oxide and silicon-based materials, semiconductive materials in them.
Which is all confirmed now.
Absolutely. And if you can put it in the vaccines, you can put it in the air, you can put it in the food and all that.
And how does it self-replicate, Jesse? Because a small amount goes in, but it starts growing and takes over. What is that?
Well, that's all computer language. That's all they're programmed. They're programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate.
Using your body's own.
Yeah. The piezoelectric effect. It doesn't really need much power.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, well, it's just that. The piezoelectric effect is the human body naturally conducts energy. And so they've mastered the ability to integrate these systems so that they don't have to worry about powering them. In fact,
so they're basically just putting plugs in us.
Yeah. So in fact, the big scheme of things, every walking living organism on this planet will be generating energy at some point. That's
Did you know there's patents to use our own body heat to power it, like out of the Matrix?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. A process called teslaphoresis. So when you're in a nano lab, I've spent a lot of time in two different nano labs, basically LED lights. Look what they brought out in the COVID pandemic, LED lights everywhere and 5G plus waves. The combination of them, you can actually take any type of electronic circuitry system, reduce it down to a nano size so that it gets inside of the people. And then through the combination of LED lights and 5G plus waves, you see it teslaphoresis. And this is well documented.
Explain what a teslaphoresis is.
Teslaphoresis is when you have the synergistic effect of LED lights and 5G plus electromagnetic waves causes magnetic components to start self-assembling, nano-assembling.
And that's why Obama passed a law so that in Europe to make LED replace everything.
Absolutely.
By the way, Trump reversed that. But I remember reading an article in like MIT 20 years ago, and I got attacked for it, where they said, we're testing it out in Minnesota in a police station, but we're putting LED lights in that communicate with the computers so we can surveil and keep the office safe and the NSA is a partner, and we're putting it in public schools in Texas. Now, since then, they've admitted lights can do this, but I reported it. They would just say I was crazy even though I had a news article. But they would do it little local things like a test. What is that?
Well, what you're talking about is just another way of mind control. They've discovered that through these light frequencies, they can manipulate the human brain. Dr. Cruz also.
For example, just blue light or the sun, it keeps you awake.
The blue light, yes, the blue light specifically. And then another transitional change is when we went from the traditional RF transmission, UHF transmissions in TVs to now digital. That's why everything's gone digital, because it's another means of the grid that they're creating.
And let's be clear. Before that, you watch TV, you listen to radio. Now it's all two-way. It's watching you.
Correct. Absolutely.
And what's crazy, I've had top neuroscientists explain this on the show. I know everybody's going to hear this. Well, of course, that's obvious. But we're the more advanced computers. So these computers we make, we think, oh, how do they interface with us? It's just a cheap copy of us. We're electrochemical. We are computers.
Yes. We are basically biological computers. But now, through this transhumanism agenda, we are going, they are trying to make us cyborgs. You know, as crazy as that sound, that is the agenda.
Oh, Lovelock and all the top scientists, NBC News said by 2047, no more humans left, only cyborgs.
Correct.
Yeah. And we're talking about the keystone part of their endgame, Agenda 2030, getting this semiconductive material into the body. It assembles, attaches to the W-band, also can be used with Neuralink to fry people. We've seen what...
And that's the Bill Gates patent.
Absolutely. And we see what it does when it's turned up all the way. We've seen what happened to people in Wuhan when they just start shaking out and die immediately. And
oh, yeah.
Fall down. Now, if it's barely turned up, then they can just annoy you with it. You might not even know it's on. And so everybody that Jesse's scanning since 2021, tell me if I speak out of turn, has been showing this semiconductive material.
Whether and China, go back because you're moving quick. We had top scientists. It was confirmed. Wuhan wasn't really a virus. China, that's more advanced because they're more totalitarian, was testing mind control.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They were beta testing their system, fine-tuning it, getting ready for the final deployment, which is here.
They were testing their weapon for us on their own people.
Absolutely. Don't they always do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the social credit score, the AI system, the 6G that China's institutionalized throughout the country. You obey, otherwise you get resources taken away, and AI controls that. It is the algorithm that AI will dictate upon you. And so you have to ask yourself, is that the type of environment in society that we want globally? Because it's coming.
You can pull up the Revelation quotes. In fact, they printed it for me Monday, and I forgot to cover it. But anybody can just type in Revelation, and it's also in the Old Testament too, but you have the beast that worships the Antichrist, and it's a statue, this is ancient, you have a vision, that comes alive and speaks arrogantly, and it's seen by everyone in the world at the same time. How do they know that? And you must do what it says, and it oversees you, or you die. Not just you don't buy and sell, you die. This is the AI.
Absolutely.
And the truth is, it's not just going to cut your food off. You've been implanted. It's going to kill you.
Yes, and Dr. Cruz disclosed that this digital ID system is part of the mechanism. They're going to have to keep those who outside of these green zones and those who they would consider poisonous. They don't want you to infect the green zone.
Oh, you're going to get Cruz on from El Salvador. He tweeted yesterday he was watching.
Correct, yes.
Well, please get him set up and come on remote when he's on, please.
Yeah, we'll get that set up.
I knew who he was. He's very prestigious. He's saying the pole shift's happening, which it is. So here's an argument for the globals, which I'm not arguing. If they know this is coming in the next 30 to 40 years, and their goal is by 2047, no more humans, are they trying to make us silicon to save us from this? I don't think that's the case, but...
Well, you don't need 9 billion people on the planet by then, right? And you're going to have to protect those safe areas. And so you have to have a modality to track every living organism on the planet so they don't radiate the green zones. So this is going to be a global triage. You know, as a firefighter paramedic...
Slow down. For those who understand what a pole shift does, explain.
So what is happening? It's not necessarily the pole shift. It's the magnetic
field fails.
And so there's...
But there is a movement in the magnetic field, too. They're saying a shift could... It's definitely moving fast.
Yeah.
So how do the two tie together, then?
42.3 kilometers per year. So over 120 miles per year deviation going from west to east. So they predict that at some point the North Pole will be over Russia. But the problem is you're also getting a decrease in our force field. So that magnetic field is becoming Swiss cheese.
And people don't know, I'm not an astrophysicist, but I do know about it. Overhead shot. So here's the Earth. Okay. It's South America and America, and you got Europe, and you got Africa and all that. The magnetic fields come out like this.
Yes.
And that's why you have, that's why you see the Northern Lights, because the space energy can get in at those. But this is getting weaker.
It's getting weaker, and it's depleting. And so what happens is now you have radiation coming in. And so those, they're going to be, Dr. Cruz explained.
And people don't know, this is all on record. You, people that even though 50 years ago lived in the North Pole get cancer way worse because there's not, the fields aren't as strong.
Correct. Cancers, brain damage.
Because the radiation bounces off of it, and not just solar.
Correct. And so now your food systems, your entire ecosystem is now radiated. So people will eventually be eating this food system, and you're going to cook from the inside out. And so you have to have a mechanism.
And that's why they say soon crops won't grow. They want us to eat bugs. Everything's indoor.
Yeah. So this is the analogy. Being radiated as a human and those who are in the green zones who are not radiated, this is why they need to track you. Because they don't want you to infiltrate those green
zones. Are there maps of the zones that are going to be fried?
Dr. Cruz told us some of the safe areas. And I think I disclosed yesterday, most of America is going to be radiated. Canada, he says, doesn't have
a lot of the elites I know are moving to Patagonia, South America. Why is that?
And because you're going to have more magnetic protection in those regions. That's the exact reason.
I mean, I've talked to I've had the meetings with them, folks. Multiple well-known people, they were telling me years ago, so are you planning to move to Patagonia? We're looking at that. And I'm like, well, you know.
Yeah. And that's why Dr. Cruz is where he's at. Because
El Salvador.
Correct. Yeah.
Central and South America are better off.
Some of it. There are some areas that are not going to be protected.
So is it mainly the eastern or the western coast or the Pacific or the Mediterranean or the Caribbean?
Well, all I can say is what he shared with us is that we know that El Salvador is a safe spot. We know that areas down that way on the Pacific are going to be safe spots. He says Seattle is going to be one of the only few safe spots here in the United States. And I find that fascinating that that's all Bill Gates territory. But he said all of Canada is going to get fried. So you're going to have to, you know, if everyone converges on these areas that are safe.
Well, by the way, we have 2,000 acres left from like 10,000 acre family ranch East Texas. We literally bought from the Mexicans. We have the old Mexican land ground, 1825 or whatever. I was a little kid, I'm only 52, and it looked like the Shire. Giant, beautiful oak trees, you know, the smaller ones, 5-6 feet around. I mean, it looked like I would see when Lord of the Rings came out, I go, oh, that looks like the ranch. They're all dead. Oh, the other trees are all dying. You drive all over Texas, the trees are just dying everywhere, all the old growth. And people tell me, and they say, no, it's the sun. It's the atmosphere. It's the aluminum dioxide.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily the sun. It's the
magnetic field
protection and the magnetic
field. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I used to drive spring or summer or fall, even an hour, or to East Texas. I had to stop 2 or 3 times and clean the dead bugs off. I drive to Texas now, 2 dead bugs.
Yeah, no.
Total insect die-off. I mean, I don't need to be a scientist. Where are the insects?
Correct. And that's what happened to Mars. So you're going to see a lot of the areas on Earth turn to atmospheres like Mars. And it's going to be desolate. There's not going to be no life, no...
Notice in the new Blade Runner, there's almost no atmosphere. They got to grow crops inside, they eat bugs, and everything's dead.
Correct. So you're either going to...
And they talk about in that a big event happening.
Yeah, so you're either going to have to be in a spacesuit if you're pure and not radiated in order to survive or go underground. And that's why all the elites are building these bunkers like we talked about.
When you say radiated, there's all these Israelis on TV saying we want a neutron bomb, including government officials, Iran. Now, that's a fast radiation. How does magnetic field collapsing, how do we get radiated, or how long does it take?
Well, according to Dr. Cruz, he says once that happens, it can take up to 3 months before someone is completely comatose and unconscious. So it's very rapidly, you know, 3 months.
So you just get sick and you die.
Correct. That's exactly what he says.
And tell people who Dr. Cruz is. I looked him up, pretty prestigious.
So Dr. Cruz is a neuroscientist, a neurosurgeon, who's very well known.
Show B-roll, guys. We played a clip yesterday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he basically was angry because of Rockefeller Medicine taking over. And he was lied to when he went to med school. He learned that everything that he was taught was not the truth. And so he's a truth seeker and a very, very intelligent truth seeker. I don't say that about very many people who I encounter in life. And he really woke me up. If you can go to drcruz.com and look at his work, and he He's not shy about it. He shares it with everyone. And this is what he wants to do. He's, you know, he's worried about his children. He's worried about humanity. But what do you do in the circumstances when you know this? And like I said,
why the globalists are all building bunkers and everything.
Correct, yeah. He said he couldn't sleep for 3 days prior to us coming there because he looked at the data and he says it's there in our face now. And he says the globalists and the elites have known this. And he says this is what they're planning for. They're planning to triage the entire globe. This is why they want to track you. This is why all of this system was...
When did they first know the magnetic field was going to collapse?
Well, you know, we've been tracking...
Since the 60s, they've been saying we got to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, we've been tracking this. And he says over the last 20 years...
Because, again, billions dying is going to be messy.
Correct. Over the last 20 years, the shift is equal to what the Earth has done in 160 million years. That's how rapid the change is right now.
And why is it happening?
He says that what the space is sending a different signal in, and that signal is somehow affecting Earth. But he says, because everything is an algorithm that works together. And something has changed.
Basically, the solar winds have changed.
Correct. Everything has changed, and it's affecting Earth. And it's just a natural transition. This is why he says this is now going to be a sixth extinction event. And Earth, this is not the first time this has happened on our planet. This is just another natural thing that is going to happen.
And if you've got billions of people running around starving to death, it's going to be wars and messy. They just want to get rid of us up front.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Matt Hazen, comments.
Yeah, for the people that can't afford bunkers or to move to these safe zones or they're unaware, the most important thing, and their end game, is to be able to get out this internal system faster than it's coming in and disabling it. And that's what my part of it, that's my wheelhouse that I worked with Dr. Robert Young on to create this formula. He unfortunately was taken out by Big Pharma brutally. There was actually a really good documentary that a very popular documentarian, Mickey Willis, did on behalf of him just to try to help him. We actually have a video of that to show, a very short one. But he basically jumped on board with me when he was looking at this formula. He seen that it could get the graphene and synthetic silicon out of people's bodies. And we began the work on that before they now have him in prison. So it was a lot of emotion that's been going on.
Well, I saw this documentary now. Didn't just learn this yourself. A scientist for zeolites that are totally legal in sea salt.
Yeah, zeolites are an amazing binding substance. Natural zeolites, of course. Whatever size depends on how deep it's going to go into the body, but it's going to do some good no matter what.
And yours are really little.
It's a lot different. Yeah, what we're talking about doing is dissolving microscopic or micrometer size, micronized zeolite down to the picometer size, which is even smaller than the nanometer size. And so now you take minerals, the healthiest, most popularly molecular ratio minerals, and you combine it with that zeolite. Now we're talking about something.
Well, it's crazy, though. They're injecting us with secret poison shots that grow all this stuff in us, and then zeolites that are totally legal. I forgot about that. This is insane. These people are out of control.
Yeah, they are. Clip 6, actually, the UK study on Masterpiece is actually a great visualization for everyone to understand what Matt's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but let's play clip 6. Here it is.
My name's Jesse Beltran. I'm the current president of an organization where our brand is Mind Nexus Live. I've been one of the leading investigators with the phenomenon called Havana Syndrome or anomalous health incidences. I have been covering this since 2010. I am currently a certified technical counter-surveillance measures expert. I have been the lead in doing what is called nonlinear junctions scanning on individuals. And this process started in the United States, initially starts with an RF detection, and then we verify it with a nonlinear junction, depending on our findings. And basically what we're finding is those who are symptomatic were lighting up at very specific focal areas around the human body and coming up positive for whatever reason for semiconductive or silicon-based materials in those areas. And that's what the nonlinear junction detector is designed to do. And we've recently started a study where we're testing non-symptomatic individuals here in the United Kingdom, they are also lighting up in those same areas as the symptomatic individuals. And that had not been the case prior to that jab. Prior to the jab, those who were non-symptomatic almost 100% of the time came up negative. They were coming up pretty much what I would expect a symptomatic person to come up positive. Very high, a lot of areas around the human body hitting at 100% where the nonlinear junction detection indicated there was silicon-based materials. They had been put on a test basis or a trial basis of Zeolite Z, or the masterpiece product. And quite frankly, I was really surprised coming here and doing the secondary exam on these individuals who participated in the testing. There was significant reduction in the areas that were lighting up.
So the results have been absolutely phenomenal and actually better than we could.
Stop right there, because the show's almost over. And I appreciate you guys staying over a day, but I want people to know there are ways to combat this. Anybody can know about zeolites in general. They draw toxins out, so it's a really smart thing. But people want to see all the rest of these videos in places. Where do they go to see that? Is it the same URL you gave me, getmasterpiece.com?
Yeah, you can go there.
The video's there? Okay, good, because I want to watch the rest of it. Closing comments, Matt?
Absolutely. So we have a war against the people all the way with Agenda 2030. So the keystone part of that is this internal biosystem, concentrating on getting this thing out of our bodies. That's what we did the silicon-based study for. That's what we did the graphene studies, so that we knew what we were talking about. So, I just implore everybody to take care of themselves, because it's going to take you being better, your family's being better, and being able to critically think. And do your own research.
It's so important. Consult physicians about any issues you have. Jesse, we're out of time. 1 minute left. Closing comment.
Well, everyone, this is legal to do to you. Non-consensual experimentation is legal right now.
U.S. Code Title 30, Chapter 33, Subsection 1520, Air Paragraph B.
Yeah, and so we need your help out there. For those of you watching, the best thing you can do is speak up, use your voice. Support us at this URL, stop3024.com. We need you to sign that petition.
I wish we did more on this. We have to have you back. Say it again. Wish we had the URL. What is it?
Stop3024.com.
Stop2034.com.
Yeah, sign that petition so that we can repeal it and make this illegal to do. That is just the first hurdle. Then we got to go after the rule of law. But this is about your children, your grandchildren, and the future of your genealogy.
All right. Matt Hazen, Jesse Beltran, great job. Thanks for staying extra day. We'll talk to you soon. Amazing. I was trying to spend my whole day bashing Trump for attacking me. It's not about me being attacked. It's about what's happening to him, who's around him. How do we try to get things back on track? We have to try. People want me to just give up on Trump. I'm totally mad at him, exposing him, and I'm getting a response. But now we want to get his ass to listen. Harrison Smith takes over now. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. This is one of the most popular long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years. Relax. If I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.